I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices, and we're here as always with Fox 56 Sports Director Bob Ide.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to have you here as always. So we'll begin with high school football. The regular season is winding down. Why don't you start with some of your top 10 teams, and then we'll move into your Friday night rivals game and some of the other big games.
Top 10 of the week. Well, there's one team. I think that's the biggest thing. Troy, number 10, comes in the defending AA state champs. They have some returning players. They play in the Northern Tier.
Right.
So they play some of the Northern Tier teams, Athens, Sayre, stuff like that, so people can be aware. They played a team in New York. That's their only loss on this season.
Okay.
So they come in number 10. Everyone else has pretty much stayed the same. We're not going to go through the whole list. So number one is still Schuylkill Haven, Shamokin, North Pocono, Berwick, Wyoming area, Lackawanna Trail,
right?
Lakeland, of course. This is the last week of the regular season.
Right.
Playoffs start next week in all the districts, and there's some big games.
What's your Friday Night Rivals live game this week?
Our Friday Night Rivals live game is a big game. It's number 3 North Pocono at Scranton Prep. There's a couple things going on here. So North Pocono won the Lackawanna Football Conference Division I title,
okay,
an overtime win last week over Delaware Valley. That's wrapped up.
Okay.
They're undefeated. They will be the top seed in the District 2 4A playoffs.
Okay.
So what's there to play for? Well, they haven't beaten Scranton Prep since 2010. So the kids know it. They want to play. Scranton Prep needs to win because right now they're sitting in the third position of District 2 AAA playoffs. Hanover's right behind them. If they win, it secures the third spot. Then they'll probably play Wyoming area next week. Berwick is number one. They're still undefeated. So if they win, that might happen. If they lose, it's going to come down to the point system because we expect Hanover to beat their rival Nanticoke. Of course, anything can happen on a Friday night.
Right.
So they'll have more wins than Scranton Prep. If you're Scranton Prep and you're the Cavaliers, you do not want to play Berwick in the first round.
Okay.
You want to have a shot at Wyoming area first, who you've played the last few years and had success with, and then play Berwick. So there's a lot on the line, and some great players. Cole West from North Pocono, Will McPartland. They're two Division I players who could play Division I football if they choose to, and we don't know where they're going yet.
Okay.
So, but they're two outstanding players and two outstanding teams, and it's a bit of a rivalry. And then we have a Pittston area and Wyoming area. That's always a good one, the Battle of the Bridge. There's no name for it, technically.
Right.
But we all know, to get to Pittston, to get to Wyoming area high school, you have to cross the bridge.
Right.
Right? So that's the Battle of the Bridge. And then Lackawanna Trail plays Riverside for the Lackawanna Football Conference Division III title. So there's a lot going on. Three good games. Great way to end the year. And, of course, there's the rivalry games, Dallas, Lake Lehman, and some other ones around our area down in District 4. It's rivalry week. It's the last game of the regular season for a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of teams don't go to the playoffs. So this is it. If they're seniors, it's their last game.
You know, can we go back to Berwick for a second? 56-0 against Elands Grove.
Yeah, and again, Tymir Wilkerson, who we had over 320 yards.
Right.
That's on top of the 390 he had the week before. So he's about 255 somewhere from breaking the single-season rushing record. We talked about that last week.
Okay.
That's a Berwick record. He might surpass this week that because they play Tunkhannock, and Tunkhannock does have the best defense. So, Berwick is rolling.
And Wilkerson's a senior, right?
A senior, yep.
Where's he headed next year?
New Hampshire.
Right.
It's New Hampshire, so it's an FBS school, football bowl series. So that's like Division I AA, what it used to be.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about college football. It was kind of a heartbreaker for Penn State, right? After everything, I think they did really well. I mean, and they came within a point.
How about that? I mean, that was an outstanding game for them.
Mm-hmm.
Give the players a lot of credit.
Yeah.
They stayed focused.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Smith, the interim coach, had them ready to go, and they were winning.
Yeah.
They were winning in that game, and they just couldn't stop the quarterback at the end. So they lost four straight games, and they have a week off now, but then it doesn't get easier, does it?
No.
Ohio State, number one. Indiana, number four, I think, somewhere in the top five, back-to-back weeks.
Right.
So it's tough for Penn State fans this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. They might not get a bowl game.
Yeah.
And that's hard to fathom. I can't even think about that. But, yeah, they played well, but well isn't good enough in college football nowadays.
Right. Any word on the coach replacement saga?
No. I think you're going to see some stuff after this season.
Okay.
There's a lot. Everyone's throwing things against the wall and see what sticks, and I don't think there's anything sticking. I mean, Matt Rhule may be still one of the top guys, but I've heard a lot of things. That's just the James Franklin clone.
Yeah.
So, you know, he doesn't have a good record against top 10 teams, top 20 teams either. So I don't know what Pat Kraft's going to do. No one does. Penn State fans, they want the best.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But no, I think that you won't see movement for that till December.
Gotcha. Let's talk about baseball.
Baseball.
Let's talk about baseball. Quick personal note. So I've lived in Pennsylvania for almost 20 years. You know, I'm a Philly sports fan, but I grew up in Western New York, and I grew up actually a Blue Jays fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right? So yeah. I can remember, I hate to admit this, but yes, I remember very vividly the two back-to-back World Series in 92-93.
Yeah, and they beat the Phillies.
And they beat the Phillies, yeah. Which for me was kind of hard because I always kind of had a foot in both camps, right? So for me, that was an emotional thing, but 32 years, and now we're back in the World Series.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I like Toronto.
Yeah.
If you follow the Rail Riders, and if you went to see Buffalo 2 years ago, you would have seen Guerrero Jr. play here.
Yeah.
And a lot of those players played here, which is kind of cool. I saw them. And now they're in the World Series. I like that team. I like that team a lot.
Yeah.
The problem is they're playing, as Derek Jeter, quote-unquote, said, a juggernaut.
Yes, they are.
The Los Angeles Dodgers,
right.
who are up and down, probably the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
But I like the Blue Jays' chances. They can hit the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were down 2-0 to Seattle.
Right.
Came back.
Right.
And they have some great pitching as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a great series. I don't know if it's going to go seven. I'll take Toronto in six. How about that?
Okay. You know, I saw there was a meme circulating the other day that, you know, everyone in the United States except perhaps in New York and Los Angeles is rooting for Toronto at this point.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not the Phillies fans, but World Series starts on Friday.
Friday, and it's on Fox 56 TV.
Right.
We'll have all the games live on Fox.
Right.
And then don't forget our Friday Night Rivals game. You can start watching that before the World Series.
Right.
It's at 7 o'clock, North Pocono,
at
Scranton Prep. That's WQMY, of course, on our YouTube page, Fox 56, Facebook, WQMY TV. And then we will have playoffs on Halloween.
Okay.
And we will have a playoff on November 7th, and then we're done for the season.
Okay.
Any costume ideas? My daughter wants Jan and I, who does the games with me on C-Chack, to dress up. I don't know. We'll see. I know I threw a zinger at you, but...
Last time I went trick-or-treating, I was 14.
Okay.
And that was a long time ago, and I remember an old man saying to me, "You're too old for this, kid." And that was in 1987, so I have not worn a costume since.
I got 2 weeks to figure it out.
Okay.
Got 2 weeks.
Let us know. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Anytime.